The lineup legends $10,000 winner. And at the end, also, Crosby is going to issue some apologies.
What was going on in your head? What was the process like when you received the phone call, you know, like that you would win the $10,000?
I was kind of shocked, you know, like you don't know what to say. You don't know how to react, what to feel. You know, you don't really expect to win when you fill these things out.
What was the hardest pick for you to choose?
I know people would assume that it would be Henson, but honestly, it was David Carr.
Do you regret making the post?
I don't know. Maybe not like regret making like the post, but like...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Clash of Combat podcast. This is going to be a very fun episode. Not only are we going to bring on the lineup legends $10,000 winner on the podcast, but we're also going to bring on these girls who were basically trolls on Twitter that were saying Mitchell Messenbrink shot their dog during the national championships. And it caught a lot of attention. So basically they watched our last podcast and they were like, bring us on the podcast. And I'm like, sure, what time works out? Because if there's a story, heck, I'm going to cover it. And you just got to, I guess, listen. And then at the end, also Crosby is going to issue some apologies to Ohio State fans. And yeah, this should be a fun episode.
But before we get into it, capsule drop in 2 days, April 3rd. Wow,
that is true. This is the last time.
Yeah, this is the last pod. I don't have mine on, actually.
Was in the wash.
Yeah, but...
yeah. I wear this too much that it's like, I can't even wash. I'm just wearing it so much.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. But, man, link in description.
2 days, April 3rd. Get it while you can.
Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, we have the lineup legends winner. We got Nathan on the line. So thanks so much for coming on and congratulations.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be here. I'm obviously very, very grateful for not only the reward, but to be given this opportunity to record with you guys. This is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to give like a little brief introduction to yourself, your life, age, where you're kind of based out of?
Yeah, sure. So I'm 27. I went to Perrysburg High School. Same high school as Marcus Blaze, actually. Really, really talented and good program. Obviously, it starts at the bitty age, so it was great being able to learn from those coaches and to get that kind of technique and growth and everything. So I wasn't like a great high school wrestler or anything, but I definitely learned a lot from it. And then I kind of, you know, went on, did my own thing. Right now I'm living out in Cleveland as a nurse, but I'm also in the Army National Guard. So, okay, cool. But yeah, so like I was in Iraq last year doing that. And so, yeah.
Man, well, thank you so much for your service. That's awesome to hear. I'm glad, you know, the money went to like someone with like a rightfully owner from it. So that's super cool to hear.
I appreciate it. I'm getting married this August too. So it's like perfect.
Oh, wow.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thank you.
How long have you been with her?
I met her at work actually, a few years ago. So about 3 years.
Oh, wow. Sweet. Perfect. So that's going right to the wedding. You can get anything else you want for that.
It's awesome.
That's so cool. Let's kind of dive into your picks too. Cause I did just kind of want to hear your overall, take on kind of what you had said. So I'll just read it off here. At 125, this was the only one you got wrong. You got Troy Spratley from OK State, and you got 133, Vito, Mendez, Henson, Haynes, Carr, Starachi, Kekeisen, Brooks, and Kirkfleet. So those were the picks there. We're just going to dive in here. What was the hardest pick for you to choose of all these weights?
Hardest pick. I know people would assume that it would be Henson, but honestly, it was David Carr.
That's his boy.
with their history, man, it's tough. Like it's a coin flip. It's 50-50. They're just so gritty and their matches are always so close, and they're really fun to watch. But it was really cool seeing David Carr, Ohio, from Massillon Perry, I believe. So it was awesome just watching those fights, those battles.
So you were more confident about Henson winning it then?
I was. I actually printed out all the brackets and tried to figure out like what the potential matchups would be. And the toughest decision I had with the 149 bracket was between Ridge, Lovett, and Henson in the semis. However, I kind of like watched some film and saw their, I rewatched their match from the Cliff Keen finals, and that match came down to the wire. And I know Virginia Tech's corner challenged the potential, the neutral zone, the neutral danger zone, when he didn't get the takedown, but he put Ridge on his back at the end. And to me, it was like, okay, like Henson can beat Ridge. Like, he has the potential, he has the tenacity, that those final 15, 20 seconds, whatever, to get it done. So at that point, I was like, you know what, I got to pick Henson here.
Yeah. What's one thing to keep you coming back into wrestling now? Because you said you just wrestled in high school, you didn't wrestle in college, I presume?
Correct, yeah.
What makes you keep coming back to the sport and being a fan?
Oh, man, it's just the greatest sport on the planet. Like, it's something I want my kids. Like, I played every single sport growing up, you know, baseball, football, rugby, like, everything, really. And wrestling is one of those sports that it's so rewarding. Like, yeah, you may have a tough practice or a tough week and you may not be winning, and it's hard work, but it pays off. And you don't see that in the moment, but I feel like there's so many wrestlers out there that have that regret. Like, oh, I wish I would have put more effort into this, or I wish I would have stayed with it. So it's just, you know, it's that battle and that reward that you get out of it. It makes you more disciplined, a better person. There's just so many factors and aspects to it. That helps you grow as a person.
Damn, that's awesome. One thing I do want to say too, you took more of, like, I'd say an analytical approach to this, like how you had the brackets, you know, right. Basically you didn't just like guess and see like, okay, here's the one seed, and kind of go that way. And I think there was 9 other people who got 9 of the champs correct, but you won because of the team point score. So you said 170 and a half and the final was 172 and a half. How did you do the math, or was that just a guess?
No, I didn't do the math. I knew that they had previously gotten 130 something, and I knew that how stacked their lineup was. I was like, okay, well, I know X amount of guys are a lock, like Kirk Theot, Brooks, Starachi, Haynes. All those guys were locks, in my opinion. So I was just kind of doing the math, and I had Kasich making it to the finals. I thought he was going to wrestle finals, and he ended up dropping the first match and then winning 7 straight. So, and you get so, I don't know the point differential and how the scoring breaks down, but the fact that he was able to wrestle 7 matches and win each, that's a lot of points towards the team. So that certainly helped.
Yeah.
So your one that you got wrong was 125. And I don't think any of the people that got 9 out of 10, they all got 125 wrong, right?
That could be.
I'm pretty sure it was. Yeah. What was your thought process going with Spratly at 125?
I wanted a wild card. 125 is so unpredictable. It's I can't just be the guy to pick Ayala or Braden Davis, or you know, you got to pick someone in the top 20 and you might get a winner there. So it's just too unpredictable, and you can't go with the obvious there.
True. I want to kind of hear your take on what was going on in your head? What was the process like when you received the phone call, you know, like that you would win the $10,000? What kind of went through your head?
I was kind of shocked, you know, like you don't know what to say, you don't know how to react, what to feel. It didn't feel real. It's, you know, it still kind of doesn't. I received the money yesterday. So, like, shout out to lineup legends and Andrew Tech. I'm just extremely grateful. It's like God working in my life at this perfect timing. And it's not something I could have even asked for. It just kind of happened. So, you know, you don't really expect to win when you fill these things out. Like, I'm not a person that's like finding these online events, like trying to win money. So it's still just kind of surreal.
Yeah.
What was it like, first time, or obviously first time, telling your fiance 10K in the bank account?
Yeah. We had just gotten off the phone and we were talking about paying for a house and a car and like all these expenses. And it was like, the timing was even more weird because I was like, for the first time, starting to stress about money a little bit, like, okay, it's going to be tight. And then I check my email. It's like, Hey Nathan, I got a few questions for you. Give me a call. And you don't really get an email like that normally. So I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. So I call, Andrew picks up and he starts telling me everything. And it's like, okay, wow. Whoa. Slow down. This is all right. Real. So I just started calling my fiance, my parents, a couple close friends. So yeah, I wanted to tell everybody.
Man, yeah, dude, awesome. I'm so happy for you, actually. Like, I feel like the money could have gone to like a more deserving person. That's so cool.
Thank you so much. I don't even have words to express how grateful I am. It's wild.
That's awesome. And what was the what made you, or I guess how did you get to like the Google form? How did you kind of see it through?
You know, I actually don't even remember the specific. It could have been Facebook or Instagram. I follow a lot of wrestling accounts, and I think I just stumbled upon the link somewhere, and I was like, well, I was already filling out brackets before this. So I was like, oh, it's sweet. Like I get to, like I fill out March Madness brackets every year. I like brackets. Like I think they're cool. The idea of it, how you can have an upset and that busts the whole bracket and everything changes and the matchup's different. So, it was just right in my wheelhouse of, you know, hobbies or things I like to do. And it was like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to fill it out.
That is so cool.
Did you bet any of your own money on wrestling this year?
No, I'm not huge on betting. I've bet like a little bit in the past, and to me, it's just a straight gamble. So it's like
Since you are the champ, because I assume that they're going to do this, you know, again in the years to come, and especially for different events too. But what would you say? Like, what would your advice to be for someone to win? Maybe you don't want to give it your best advice if you want to win again, but
yeah, I did research. Like, I used WrestleStat a little bit. I got to see what the past matchups were. And sometimes another thing is they don't necessarily have that collegiate matchup, but maybe they met in freestyle, or maybe they met like at a national tournament or in high school or something. So going into like being able to analyze these matchups, there's so many factors of like, okay, well, I got to watch like Dean Hamidi and Hamidi wrestle Messenbrink in freestyle, and I got to see like what their mindsets were and how they kind of worked through a win and how they got out of scrambles or figured out how to score on that particular opponent. So there's just so many like matchup factors to where like, okay, well, maybe Henson can beat Lovett, but maybe he loses to Parko or, you know, whatever. So A lot of research.
Yeah, for sure. I'd say so. Well, that basically concludes it for me.
Yeah, anything I mean, else? Don't be surprised if we reach out next year to ride your picks.
Well, I'll follow you guys. It was funny. I was actually driving home from drill this past weekend listening to your podcast. I listened to the Stephen Micic one and one other. And the next thing I know, 2 days later, I find out I'm going to be on it. So it was just like,
that's awesome.
Full circle.
That is cool. Well, it'll be out Monday, so you can watch your back, and we'll for sure make clips on it too. Yeah. So, but once again, congratulations. We appreciate you coming on here, and good luck at the wedding too.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys. You take care.
Awesome. You too. Thanks, you too. See you, Nathan. I'm glad that Nathan won it.
I'm glad if anybody had to win it besides me, I'm glad it was him.
Yeah. You know, we were talking like we thought we wouldn't even like the person because it's like they're taking 10 grand out of our pockets. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if I saw that guy in the street, I'd like give him all my money.
Yeah.
So I'm just glad that he won the challenge. But isn't that so crazy that we are like promoting something and actually like basically maybe it's not like life-changing money, but it's like, wow, that takes so much stress off a guy.
It could be life-changing.
It could be like, that's true.
I mean, he just said this is the first time he ever thought about
right,
like struggling with finances. He's getting married.
Yeah. That's just like, I honestly felt like Mr. Beast there for a second when he was telling that story. I was like, I wasn't going to cry.
I almost wish it was actually our money that we gave him.
I know. Yeah. But then we don't have any.
Yeah. Like we don't have the money to give, yeah. But if we did have the money, it would feel good to.
Yeah. That would feel really good. I was thinking about, so I went to Panda Express earlier for lunch and I was thinking about getting crumble and I'm like, what if I just get crumble? Like, but I don't want to eat it. I just want to sit at the sack and like, just be, hey, free crumble cookie today. And like, oh, like they're so, and I'm thinking like.
Oh, like that. What? Remember that time you were flirting with those girls?
That's crazy.
You were like, hey, here's some crumble.
No. They opened the door and said, ooh, is that crumble for me? I'm like, sure, you want one? That's all I said.
It was.
That's not.
Caden's got Riz.
Haven't lost it.
Okay.
Oh, man. But.
Yeah, he deserves it. He did put a lot more effort in than we did on our picks, 100%.
Yeah. You know, my brother got, he said like 173 points.
What do you mean?
Carter. Like he just randomly just said 173.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many picks did he get right?
I don't know.
Probably Probably not a lot.
Probably like six. Oh. I feel like the majority of people got six, right?
Good for him.
I'm just saying, like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
The thing is, we could have had eight other people to be in there, but the fact that he did get that team point.
What did you do for points?
Like 133 and a half.
I did 145.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you had to be basically fill a perfect bracket.
Yeah.
And with how crazy wrestling is, I don't think anyone got 10 right of even people just shooting the shit, you know?
Yeah.
So NCAAs, man, it's a crazy thing. You know what's a crazier thing?
These Canadian women.
Let's get into that segment. We're back here on the podcast. We got some special guests, Natalie and Olivia. These are basically in the Twitter world, some things have been going on, some call outs, and we're just here to kind of clarify and kind of just see what that's about. So do you guys want to give me like a little rundown of the story?
Okay, yeah. So basically there was like a bad encounter I had with Mitchell at Pan Am's. And it wasn't like that big of a deal, but it's been like an inside joke with like my friends and my teammates. And like I had like 60 followers on Twitter, and I was just like posting some like funny stuff because like all my teammates and like wrestling friends who follow me on Twitter like know about it and would like that stuff. But basically, like, I posted one tweet that said I was like just cheering against Mitchell Messenbrink, and I made it just like as a joke, and then it started blowing up on Twitter. A bunch of people were quote tweeting it, Chael reposting Sonnen. It. Yeah. And then so people were like asking me why I hate him. Which I don't hate him. I just had one bad encounter. So basically I just like, you know, to like be funny, I said, oh, like he shot my dog, which like in my mind was like
okay,
it was a crazy joke because I don't even know a single person who owns
we're
a gun.
We're in Canada. There's no guns here. Like, something like that is totally, like, would never happen. So we never thought people would believe it. But
yeah, so then I just kept on saying, oh, he shot my dog. He shot my dog as a joke. And then some people took it seriously. And then, yeah, here we are.
So I guess what was the thing that Mitchell did that you guys have beef with?
Okay, yeah. So basically, in July at like U20 Pan Ams, me and like all my teammates and a bunch of other girls were warming up in the practice room, like right before the girls' final. And so he was wrestling the next day, right? Because the boys wrestle the next day. And so he was just practicing and he had his speaker and he was playing the like same song over and over and over again. And he was just blasting it in the practice room. So like 15 minutes went by and we realized that he was like playing this over and over and over again. And like, he was like, the song was not changing. Like, it was on a loop. So like there were like a couple people in the room that were like, yo, like, can you change the song? Like, can you turn this down? Like, this is getting really annoying. And at first he was like, he like ignored my coach. And then my coach was like, no, like, can you actually like change the song or like turn it down or something like that? And he's like, I can't do that. Like, I need to, like, I want to play this song and stuff. So then like this guy like went and turned off his speaker. So then Mitchell like went up to the speaker and he turned it back on and he like put it closer to us, which really
in the Canadian section of the warm-up room.
Yes. So he turned the speaker back on and like put it on the other side of the room, and was playing the same song still. So then this guy went and he turned off the speaker again after like another 10 minutes of this song playing. So then he turns the speaker back on and starts playing the same song again. So then at this point, like, I had like done all my warm up and stretching and I was just like drilling, you know, like all of us are trying to warm up for the finals. And I was like, really, like, I don't know. I was just really annoyed. And I feel like, yeah, it was just like super loud in the same song. It was so annoying. He wasn't listening to us. So I went up and I turned off the speaker for a third time. At this point, like 45 minutes had elapsed of like him playing the song. So I went and turned it off the third time. And then after that, he didn't turn it back on again. And yeah, that was that. Like, it was just one bad encounter and it just like rubbed me the wrong way that he was acting. But like, there's nothing else that he's done to me, like, that's actually like made me actually beef with him. But I've just been joking about it with my friends and it blew up, I guess.
Yeah. Do you think that that's that your post is justified? Because I mean, a lot of people did if they just see a claim like that. I don't know how it is necessarily just in Canada, but I think, you know, when people say things, you know, people would most likely say the truth. And it's kind of weird when someone makes a claim like killing a dog. So yeah. Like, do you think that's justified?
I don't know. I just feel, I thought that the statement of him like shooting my dog was like so crazy that everyone would have to know that I was joking. But yeah, like all my friends, like who followed me on Twitter, like they knew I was joking. And I don't know, I guess it's like,
didn't expect so many people yeah, to see it. And like,
yeah, I just wasn't expecting like anyone that I didn't actually know to sure. like care about it. Because like, I don't know, I didn't realize like, yeah, that people would like actually think that he shot a dog, because that's crazy. Like, obviously he would not kill someone's dog.
Because Kale told him to, right? Isn't that what it was? Because Kale told him to.
Oh, that's another joke.
yeah.
Just, there's just like, basically like, you know, like he's your coach. Like you're going to listen to him. I was just like saying that to like add in right. some extra joke to it.
What song was he playing?
Okay. He was playing Hurts Me by Tory Lanez. I think it's like the version that doesn't even have Tory in it because there wasn't any verses. It was just like the beat, and it's repetitive the entire song, and it got very annoying very quickly. Because I remember like, because obviously like Penn State, like they do that. They like to play the same song over and over again. And at the time that this happened, I didn't know who Mitchell was, and like I didn't know that it was him. So I was just like super confused why this guy was playing this song over and over again. And then the next day when he was like wrestling, I like realized that he was like a guy from Penn State, and I'm like, okay, this makes sense. But yeah, he was playing the same song. It was really repetitive. And, yeah.
I mean, I would say, I guess just on your Twitter profile, if anyone could see it, you know, you have pinned, "I love Twitter beef. I think this app would be more entertaining if there was more of it. Someone please start beef with me. I guarantee you'll be on the losing side in the end."
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you also make a tweet that I see that that Penn State reached out to you to say like, what are these claims or what's
okay. Yeah, so basically after everything blew up, I was like, okay, first of all, they did not actually reach out to me. But after everything blew up, I was like, okay, I have to like actually stop replying to all these people and like stop like saying that he killed my dog. So once again, as another joke, I said that they reached out to me. They did not reach out to me. I just like, I don't know. It blew up and I kind of feel like really bad, like seeing like how much like people actually cared and how like people actually thought that this was true and stuff like that. But yeah, no, they didn't reach out to me. That was just another joke.
Do you think there should be any repercussions of this? Like, do you not fear of getting like sued for basically defamation? Because that's very real in the situation.
Yes. Well, once I saw like people actually like caring about it, I was like, oh my God. Like I just underestimated the power of like Twitter and like 60 followers and like all these like American like Twitter people who are wrestlers. But yeah, I don't know.
If there was one thing that you could say to Mitchell, what would that be?
I don't know. Like I had like a bad encounter with him. But it's not like he's a great wrestler and stuff like that. And he, you know, like he did really well at NCAAs. But yeah, like he's a great wrestler and I had one bad encounter and it's been like an inside joke with my friends ever since that tournament, because like it like made me upset at the time, but like, I actually don't wish like anyone to like really think you have a bad character just because like someone said that you killed a dog. Like,
yeah, that's fair. Do you regret making the post?
Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe not like regret making like the post, but like regret like keeping it going on for so long without like explicitly saying that it was a joke. Yeah, because I just didn't realize what was going to happen.
Sure. All right. Well, that basically concludes everything that I want. Anything else?
No.
All right, that concludes it. Well, we both appreciate your time, so thanks so much for coming on.
Great yes, to meet you guys. Thank you. Awesome.
Nice to meet you too.
See ya. Yes, bye.
All right, final takes on that. I feel so, like, in Mitchell's defense, okay, first off, we didn't know if we were going to actually put this in the podcast because I don't want to give a platform to people just saying random stuff and thinking, oh, if I say some stupid stuff that could harm someone else, like, oh, that maybe people will see that. Maybe, I don't know, you have validation or clout. But the thing is, I want to highlight how to do not do something like this. Because the real fact of the matter is that how defaming that is, no matter if you have 60 followers on Twitter, like how that could change someone's life. Like this is like the same mindset. And I don't want to be so, I guess I don't want to get like too, I guess, not political, but it's basically like, I don't even know if I want to even say this. Forget about it.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
You got to be pretty stupid to do that.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you what. The cojones on these Canadian girls come on the pod. I mean, I give them the creds to come on and the courage to do that. I'm just like, this whole situation was really, it's just like, I guess, aggravating to me to hear that. And especially, I'm sure Mitchell was just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
And like, people
even knew
that,
about it.
If he even knew about it. And I'm sure he did.
Now he does.
Yeah.
Who knows if he was even looking at the tournament and stuff.
Right. But when you got some people thinking now, just like they see the people that see one thing online and believe that that's true.
And
like
maybe don't see anything else about it.
There could be hundreds of people that actually believe Mitchell Besenbrink shot a dog.
Because like, Kale told them to.
Yeah. Yes. Literally. Like there will be. But the thing is like the truth comes to light. And the truth is that Mitchell Besenbrink was playing loud music. He didn't turn it off. Allegedly, he was playing loud music.
And I want everybody to go and look up that song.
That song was fire, too.
And it wasn't even, it was an instrumental.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, if he's playing, like, hard rap or something, or he's playing some, like, vulgar music. Ring-a-ding-ding country, like, really hardcore country, like, something, like, that nobody can relate to except for, like, a specific small majority, whatever. But this is, like, a song that, like...
Yeah, it's like a TikTok instrumental, like... Yeah. It's just like background noise.
Yeah.
And yeah.
I don't know. I almost didn't want to do it at all. But then once I heard them say, when Caden asked them, do you regret doing it? And they said no. I was like, wow, everybody that sees this is just going to see right through all this bullshit. Yeah. And just see you like, that is the dumbest thing you ever could have said.
And it's so weird too, because it's like, Canada is a different country. And we're like the United States. So we don't also know like the cultural norms and joking of guns, of killing dogs, I guess. But I just hope that, you know, everyone makes mistakes at the end of the day. And that hopefully that people can take this and learn from it. And also not to do this same stupid mistake if it comes up in your life, like to not do something like this. Because at the end of the day, this can impact, you know, your future on high levels that you have no idea. So, you know, I just want to say, like, take this with a grain of salt. Like, people make mistakes. People say things sometimes that they mean or don't mean. You can judge what you want, but, it was not a smart decision. Well,
at least they learned that they can continue to do this in the future. They just can't drag it out for so long, right?
Possibly. So
that's what I took from that, is what they thought.
Yeah. But we got
that actually like
you having a hard time with it? I just want to hear Mitchell's take on this just a little bit, because it's not like
I'm just gonna, who does Mitchell portray himself badly towards?
No one. That's like Mitchell portrays himself as an awesome dude. Like we've had Mitchell on the pod, like I've practiced with him. Like
he got me hooked up on Celsius.
Did he?
Remember?
There.
He gave us Celsius.
Wow. But that's crazy because now we all drink Rise.
Yeah, that is true. Sorry. It's my bad.
I don't drink
Not Celsius. That it's even here.
Yeah.
Well.
Let's talk about the summer a little bit then, huh? And guys, because Clash of Combat is such... I guess an open podcast. We're not held on a leash that we can say anything we want. We can have you guys say anything you want. And if you guys want to say anything at all, be part of the podcast. Call in on the podcast. Also, just shoot some ideas. Who do you guys want to see on the podcast that we can go in person to film stuff with? And
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun summer to say the least.
Yeah, the call-in link is in our description. Every podcast description.
Yeah.
Instagram description. TikTok description.
Yep.
Every description, send in your call-ins.
Yep. And also, drop it in the comments if Crosby should start a cameo. I think you'd do well.
What?
Because eventually, if you start getting known as the guy to like talk shit about wrestlers, and like you're in a cameo, that would be funny.
I don't know if I want to be known as the guy to talk shit about wrestlers.
All right. Well, then should we just start issuing the apologies?
Yeah, probably.
I'll set this down because I'll let you take your hold.
All right. 125, I don't think I have any apologies there. Oh, wait, actually, I do. Drake Ayala, I'm sorry for saying you can't come on the podcast because you didn't win nationals. You can. Anybody can come on the pod. I get to a point sometimes where I just start yapping a little bit. 133.
Crookham, you guys?
No, me and Crookham are good.
Well, you're good, but you should just clarify.
Oh, like, yeah, me and Crookham follow each other on Instagram. We're talking in the DMs. The beef started over his brown colored singlet. Some would say poop color. Not me though. Okay, sorry. But his white singlet is cool. The white ones at Lehigh are cool. I don't actually hate Lehigh, and I knew what Lehigh was prior to this year for all the people that commented that I'm an idiot for not knowing what Lehigh was. People don't understand when I'm being sarcastic a lot of the time.
Yeah. People have been commenting on my videos of being like, wow, I can't believe like you. I'm like, do you guys understand like a lot of this podcast has sarcasm in it?
Yeah. We must be very good at sarcasm.
We must be real.
Or people just, I don't know. Maybe you just have to be around us a little bit to understand.
And also like, we're not known as the most analytical, know everything, or honestly, half of what's going on in the wrestling world. We're just two dudes with voices sitting here on a couch and trying to grow wrestling
that
and
talking
about it.
That is one thing I didn't like.
What?
I can't remember what somebody said. It was something along the lines of, it looks like you guys are having fun, but you don't know like shit about wrestling. Yeah. But it's like
that podcast, we did talk a lot about wrestling. It was like good stuff.
That was one of the more talked about wrestling podcasts that we've done.
Yes. You look at the clips that are, you know, being posted and stuff, how engaging they are, and people are like hundreds of thousands of views, and it's like, okay. Also, the people who hate on you the most are going to be the loudest.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be the ones that comment.
Like for that everyone, triple C. Triple C.
For everyone who, like, hates what you're doing, like, they're going to comment. Yeah. But not everyone who loves it will comment. But just know that we're on the right track. 100%. Keep it going. Issue the apologies.
Wait. 133, Crookham, I'm sorry. We'll have you on the pod this summer. We already agreed to it in the DMs. 141, this was the biggest one. Jesse, mother flipping Mendez. I'm sorry. I was yapping. It was bad. I don't know what I was doing. I'm a big Bo Bartlett fan because we played dodgeball with him. He's a cool guy. Overall, you were more entertaining in the NCAA tournament than him, but I was cheering for Bo Bartlett to beat you. And when I saw Bo not get that last takedown, it was soul crushing for me. So I let out some statements that weren't warranted, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, and also I do want to clarify too on people saying, people who just watch our clips and not the whole podcast.
Yeah.
People take one sentence but don't listen to like the reasoning behind it or like the what else we say,
because that was the first thing I said and then you went into like a whole breakdown of the whole thing. But I only put that part in the clip.
Right, exactly. And that's one thing I do want to get is we don't necessarily show hate to any wrestler. Maybe our ghostwriter on Luan.
Maybe
I feel bad for Luan for how bad Ray
actually does hate him. We don't hate any wrestler.
I don't dislike, honestly, any wrestler. Other than if you post on your story that I'm going to get pinned in the Street League, that could be a little disappointing. But other than that, I like every wrestler. Like, I want to have, you know, a, you know, mutual, you know, networking, I guess, relationship. Yeah. And you know, our goal is to create amazing wrestling content. And if we're going to bring wrestlers at the highest level on it, then that's what we're going to do. So I think a lot of times we get a lot of shit because we're like D2 kids talking about, oh, this D1, blah, 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 blah.
We know they're the freaking highest level. Like, we're not idiots.
Yeah.
We know they are the freaking best wrestlers on the planet.
Yeah. So, I mean, our goal is just provide awesome content. And no one at D1 can do this because this takes a crap ton of time, energy, and focus. And the guys at D1 at the top level can only do that.
Yeah.
Like, well, you can't do multiple things, but
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Mendez was one of the guys too that at the end of last summer, I was like, do we need to go to Ohio State?
Yeah.
Like the guys there, the that's one coach that we can do.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a fire pod. I mean, the wrestling room is just insane. I think it's a standalone facility, but I'd love to showcase those guys and get them on the pod and film some good content. Any more apologies?
I'm trying to think.
Issue one to Keegan.
Wait one sec. 49. Was there anybody there? I don't think so.
I
Gomez
think
did comment because I said disappointment of the year. Remember that?
And on the pod?
Yeah.
He commented?
He commented disappointment. He said disappointment of the year with like a bunch of crying emojis and laughing faces.
Oh, like you said that?
I said 149, disappointment of the year. And then you're like, Austin Gomez. But man, he knows we love
him.
Dude, he was, I'm not even kidding. Even Carr, my heart, I was just sitting still, heart pumping. When he wrestled, I think it was Parco. Was Parco in the semis?
Yeah, versus Gomez.
Yeah. When he got like when he first got the lead on Parco, I'm not even kidding. My parents can vouch for me. I jumped out of my seat.
Yeah.
Towards like the end of the match when Parco got in on his legs or something. I was like, no. And I was like jumping around because I wanted to see him win so bad.
Yeah. I don't know if there's someone in the NCAA tournament who I wanted to win more than Gomez.
Yeah.
If I'm being honest.
I did want Gomez to win really bad. But Henson is a dog. Talk about Henson. No, I'm kidding. 157. No apologies, I don't think. Levi's a stud. Teamer's stud. 65. All right. I've been chatting on Keegan for quite a while now. I really don't have any hate towards him.
No, I know. You just like Carr so much, and it just seems like you have hate towards Keegan because it's like, oh, he's from your home state too.
Yeah, it's, and he pinned me in high school. People always comment, this guy can't get over getting pinned in high school. It's like,
that's
dude,
crazy.
I was over that. Like,
probably when he stepped off the mat. Yeah.
It's like, what do people expect me to think going into the match? He's the number one wrestler in the country, and I'm ranked 8th in the state at the time, walking onto the mat. It's like, dude, chill. Clearly, the dude's on a way different level than I am. So, yeah. I did feel bad, though, when he said his mom had cancer. She's cancer-free now. But I was like, man, I hope I didn't, like, post a clip cheering against him, like, the day his mom got cancer or something.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. You never know what anyone's going through. Like, we were playing with a guy in Fortnite in random squad fills that his mom was in the hospital for, like, weeks because she had something laced with fentanyl.
Yeah.
And we were playing Fortnite with him.
Prescription drugs were laced. That's what he said. We were like, what?
Yeah. Like, you do not know what anyone's going through.
Yeah.
So.
But, yeah. Sorry, Keegan. I'll see. He's going to be at my brother's wedding in June.
But I'm not going.
Isn't that insane?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
that's crazy.
So I'm gonna get a pic there, post it on the gram, and say, "See, we're boys."
That's actually good. That's a good one.
And yeah, moving on. 70. Oh yeah, this is my last one. I'm pretty sure because 84 and 97. Yeah, last one goes to Rocco Welsh, another Ohio State guy. I don't know why I hate on Ohio State.
I don't know why you do either.
Okay.
You don't. You don't hate. You just...
I say stuff that...
You yap.
I yap, yes. I yap on Ohio State. I said that he didn't deserve to be there. And that if the seeds played out like it would, he might have not All-American. And the reason I actually said that...
Because they're all overtime matches, right?
They were all overtime matches, yes. And clearly, the dude's a freaking stud. He could have still All-American with the regular seeds. I don't think he would have made the final still. Yeah. But what was I going to say? No, I'm screwed up. Oh, somebody said earlier that day when we were talking about it that he could have not All-Americaned. And that was like circling through my head. So then I was like, oh, that sounds like a good line to just randomly throw out here.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just threw it out.
I don't think people understand how many people cannot, like, do you understand Matt Ramos didn't All-American this year?
Yeah, he took second last year.
And he just took second last year. Who else did All-American? There was
Braden Davis, one seed.
Yeah.
Does an All-American.
And, I mean, I'm sure there's other guys, too, at other weights, but it's like, dude, wrestling is so tough that sometimes it just doesn't draw out.
Yeah.
And you can be able to be the champ, but you can also have the ability to go 0-2. And that's the craziest thing about wrestling. It's so humbling, but it's so rewarding. And that's why it means so much when you win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a call actually with Miles Amin in 5 minutes.
Oh.
So.
I'm just going to say one last thing.
Yeah.
I apologize to everybody that says that I'm very annoying and Caden needs to replace me on the podcast. This is actually my last episode on the pod, as I'll be moving on to just editor. So.
Yep.
You're welcome, guys.
And also, I'm being removed as partner from Clash of Combat LLC.
Yep.
And Crosby is going to be the sole proprietorship owner, and I'm going to be just
employee.
But I'm going to be the show.
But I'll send him those W-2s. You know what I mean? Those 1099s.
I actually just got a call. My taxes are ready to be picked up. So if you guys want to know how much I will pay in taxes for this year, let me know in the comments. But I'm like kind of scared. I don't know if, I'll end it there. You know what? There's three things in life that are guaranteed. You pay taxes, you die. Hey, Crosby's kicked out of Clash. Rain, calling on the phone. Baby, yeah.